Cole Simmons on the kickoff return for the Eagles from the 32 up to the 40-yard line, and that's where the Eagles have it first and 10. With two receivers split wide in each direction, Simmons now operates from the shotgun. He'll tuck it in and run it himself. With a little bit of run, moving across the 50-yard line, lowers the shoulder, and was taken down at about the 41-yard line, or even the 46-yard line.
Number 34, Cole Simmons with that run, and, you know, stopped by Dave Bender, the other number 34, for Owen Gage with the tackle. Simmons really impressed by his play here. All around great play right now on the field for the Capo Eagles.
Just got a text from Paul Adams. Said he is listening. He is enjoying our coverage, or at least I think he's enjoying our coverage.
Are we doing okay? You know, this is being that me and Rick have not worked together in many, many years.
Yeah. Two receivers again wide in each direction. Cole Simmons again on the run, and Simmons with another first down. One of these tripped up at about the 30-yard line.
And these are the players that Caseflo is going to see come next year. So, you're kind of seeing next year's lineup here. Great player between these two teams. So good run there by Simmons.
You know, little do some of these people realize across the thumb that you and I now work for competing media outlets, but nonetheless, we still have remained friends over the years and help each other out the best we can, covering the ball games that we do. Two receivers again, wide each direction. Cole Simmons will tuck it in and run it himself, and Simmons taken down inside the 30-yard line near the 27-yard line.
You know, good spread formation set up there for Caseville, and doing what you have to do in the spread formation. Quarterback integral part of that offense, that style of offense.
And a three on the play, second down and seven coming up.
Dave Bender there to stop that big run there, Simmons. 6.5 to go here in this game, 72-0. Owen Gage with the lead against the Caseville Eagles. This is the JV team, by the way, playing the varsity squad of Owen Gage.
Cole Simmons now will hand it off, operating out of the shotgun. Hands it off to number 23 of the Eagles, Cameron Ashmore. Ashmore with a short gain on the play, sets a third down.
Number 57, Devon Lawrence of the Owen Gage Bulldogs with the tackle. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 195 pounds out there.
Paul says we sound great.
Good. I'll take that vote of confidence.
Good to hear.
But the voice and the choice in the sports in WOW is Clark Ramsey. So he's got himself a good crew there. So
third down and seven coming up here for the Eagles. Simmons once again from the shotgun. Tucking in right of himself, looking for some on the right side. Has another first down as Simmons is taken down at about the 15-yard line.
Good run, good vision there by Simmons. He saw that open lane and took it. He was thinking about going further down the right sideline, but he saw that nice open lane there, able to get the first down and get into the red zone also for the Caseville Eagles.
5:20 left to go, fourth quarter. First and 10 here for the Caseville Eagles from the Owen Gage 14-yard line.
I'm a betting man at a Vegas tent during the summer. Give to Simmons here.
Fumble on the play, and the Bulldogs recover.
After some good positive yardage, a good offense there in this series for Caseville. The ball pops out. Oh, heartbreaking, because it looks like they're about to, you know, get their first score in this game here.
Brett Marsh falling on the loose ball for the Owen Gage Bulldogs, and they take over inside the 15 at about the market at the 13-yard line with 4.5 minutes left to go in the ballgame.
Owen Gage likely will keep running the ball like they have throughout the whole game here. Might take the rest of this time off, but hopefully Case will be able to get it back. They were showing some positive signs there to get it into the end zone.
Right up under center, hands it off. Joey Little Page, the ball carrier. Little Page crossed the 15 and was tackled at about the 16.
That was by Cameron Ashmore, the Caseville Eagles with the tackle.
You know, it's always good to get back here for a game or two during the regular season. Eight-man football game. Called one last year out here, Owen Gage, or rather Caseville and North Huron.
I was here last year for the Atkin Fairgrove Caseville game also. That was the one that Mr. Kennedy and I also got nice and soaked for that game also.
So it's you we can blame the rain on then, right?
Maybe.
Or Thomas here. loss of yards on the play here as the Owen Gage ball carrier, Brett Morris, was run out of bounds and was tackled in the backfield.
Back-to-back good defensive plays there by number 23, Cameron Ashmore, as he forced that loss and pushed him out of bounds.
Yeah, pushed him out at the 10.
That brings up a third down situation here.
Third and about 13, 14 here.
And if Casewell can get this stop, get the ball back, get some good field position here, and hopefully get into the end zone for a score in this game. They are down 72-0, about coming up to under 3 minutes to go here in this game.
And you know, Ongage is going to run off as much time as they can here between plays, so 3 minutes left to go in the fourth. And third down and 13. They'll pitch it back to Morris. Nope, it is 34, David Binder.
And I think he might have enough for the first down. He's running to the left side there.
Awfully close, Eddie, as he was taken down right at the marker, and it is a first down.
They're chasing him down, but good lead blocking there from Owen Gates from the left side there. Good lead block also by the QB and the fullback.
First and 10 here for the Bulldogs. Up 72-0 with 2:20 to go in the football game. Eddie Perry, Rick Clauser with you on the Saturday afternoon from Caseville. And drops in the backfield for a loss.
I think I saw the earth move there, but it was actually Cameron Ashmore lifting up actually number 34 for the tackle. Dave Binder is 6 foot, and Ashmore is 5'5".
And Binder's a freshman. So we're going to see a lot of him.
Ashmore picked him up about 6 inches off the ground there and kind of drove him down to the
kind of a mini body slam. Minute 35 left to go in the ballgame.
There was actually a little bit of congratulatory tap on the helmet there from Binder, too. Like, whoa, little guy. Didn't know you had that in you.
First and 15 coming up here, or second and 15 for the Bulldogs. They'll pitch it back to Binder. Binder dropped near the line of scrimmage. No, little or no gain on the play. Sets up third down.
I'm liking the fact, though, that Caseville Eagles are not making it easy here for just like the second line squad here for the Owen Gage Bulldogs. They're still tackling hard, still trying to stop going down the field here. And right now, you're seeing it right now. You know, they're stuck on the 20-yard line.
It is the 20-yard line. Third down, third and 14.
Well, with under a minute to go here, and the clock is running. It is 72-0, and Owen Gage will definitely get this win here against us, like I said, the Caseville JV team here. So
I think they'll have to run one more play. 44 seconds left to go.
It is a final. Michigan State defeating Purdue 14-0.
Hey, go green.
Well, let's go blue. 3:30 kickoff.
No, see, Tom and I are on the same page here. As the handoff goes to David Binder again.
Did you see Tom Izzo being shot out of a cannon? But it was a stunt double. I don't know what I thought was great, the Iron Man suit for Tom Izzo or being shot out of a cannon. What would they think of next?
Final 10 seconds in this one, and Owen Gage will not have to take another snap. Eddie, I think we'll take you. You want to take a 60-second break, and we'll come back and wrap things up?
Yep, we'll do that.
Sounds good. You're listening to High School Football on 102 FM. The final score, Owen Gage 72, Caseville nothing. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet.